KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have mostly clear skies and sunshine, 44 degrees here at the KJAN studios. We look for mostly sunny skies here today with a high near 76. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJAN. The Iowa State Patrol reports a woman from Cass County died during a rollover accident late Friday evening in Adair County. 32-year-old Jamie Lynn Malden of Anita, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died at the scene of the crash that took place just before 8 p.m. on Friday, southwest of Orient. Officials say Malden was traveling south on Nevada Avenue at Adair County Road P-17 when she lost control of her 1995 Ford F-150 pickup on the gravel. The vehicle left the road just north of 320th Avenue and entered the East Ditch before rolling once and coming to rest facing northeast. A man from Shelby County was injured during a single-vehicle rollover accident on Friday evening northwest of Atlantic. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Bill Ayers told KJAN News that 43-year-old Robert Dambra of Harlan was driving a 2008 GMC pickup westbound on Highway 83 at around 6:21 p.m., drove off the right side of the road onto the shoulder and went down an embankment before rolling at least twice and coming to rest facing northeast near a field. Dambra, who was wearing a seatbelt, was injured, but the injuries, according to Ayers, did not appear to be too serious. He was transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital by medevac ambulance for evaluation and treatment as necessary. Ayers said Dambra told medics he had a sneezing fit and became distracted, causing him to drive off the road. In an update to a previous story, the Atlantic Police Department reports a 1999 Chevy Silverado pickup that was reported stolen from RT Motors in Atlantic at around 10:30 a.m. on Friday was later recovered Friday in Council Bluffs, and two suspects are in custody. No other information is available at this time. Also in an updated story, the Iowa State Patrol said Friday afternoon that a woman from California was injured and transported by private vehicle to Cass County Memorial Hospital following an accident on Interstate 80 at around 11:30 a.m. Friday. Earlier reports from the scene said the woman did not appear to be injured but would be checked for injuries. The patrol says 50-year-old Jill Fail of Visalia, California, was driving a 1996 Toyota 4Runner westbound on I-80 near the 55-mile marker when she became fatigued. Her SUV left the road and went onto the shoulder. Fail overcorrected, crossing the travel portion of the road and into the median, where it rolled over several times before coming to rest on a concrete crossover. The woman was wearing her seatbelt. Her injuries did not appear to be serious immediately following the crash. Red Oak police arrested a Tarkio, Missouri man on Friday after responding to a call of a suspicious male. At approximately 12:42 p.m., officers were called to the area of South 8th Street by the dog park in Red Oak. Upon arrival, officers found 50-year-old Robert William Johnson of Tarkio, Missouri, in the area. Officers questioned Johnson on why he was there, and his story kept changing as they interviewed him. Officers then searched and found two cellophane baggies containing approximately 2 grams of suspected methamphetamine. He was then arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance third offense, a Class D felony. Johnson was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. The University of Iowa says it is investigating whether more than 30 students cheated in online classes by having others take exams for them. The school said Friday that it is reviewing each case of possible academic misconduct and will take disciplinary action against any students who are guilty. The issue came to light after potential irregularities were identified by ProctorU, a company the university uses to provide identity verification for online courses. ProctorU said that discrepancies in identification were provided by test takers in one or more exams and in some cases in multiple courses. The school says sanctions could include expulsion or suspension. Officials with the Iowa Department of Transportation said Thursday a new detour will begin on Tuesday, May 24th for motorists in Council Bluffs on westbound I-80, exiting at I-29 and U.S. 275 Iowa 92, or exit 47. Motorists will need to exit at South Expressway, exit 3, if headed to U.S. 275-92. I-80 eastbound traffic will still be able to exit at U.S. 275-Iowa 92 until late summer. In addition to the detour, I-80 westbound to I-29 southbound traffic will shift to a new two-way configuration, with northbound traffic beginning just north of the U.S. 275 Iowa 92 interchange. Traffic will shift back to the existing I-29 southbound lanes just south of the interchange. Motorists should expect additional traffic shifts and detours over the summer and early fall as construction crews work to finalize that I-29 U.S. 275 Iowa 92 interchange reconstruction. If you would like more information about detours and traffic impacts, visit the program website at councilbluffsinterstate.iowadot.gov. Iowa DOT is in the process of reconstructing I-80, I-29, and I-480 in the Council Bluffs metropolitan area. This comprehensive interstate redesign will modernize the highway system and improve mobility and safety of approximately 18 miles of interstate. Motorists are encouraged to allow for extra travel time while the interstate improvement takes effect. Also in other news, the DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge is hosting a special turkey hunt this month. The hunt will take place on Saturday and Sunday. Other activities such as mushroom hunting will be prohibited during the turkey hunt to ensure public safety. The refuge is located north of Omaha, Nebraska, along U.S. Highway 30 near Missouri Valley. An entrance permit is required for all vehicles. The daily entrance fee for private vehicles is $3. Permits are available at pay stations near the entrances or at the visitor center. The change for commercial vans and buses is $20 or $30 if 21 or more people are aboard. Annual permits are available at the visitor's center. The Denison Police Department reports the arrest on May 18th of Oscar Aguilar Gamashib of Denison. He was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of marijuana, and sexual abuse in the second degree. And Atlantic will be buzzing with vintage military vehicles and their owners here today when the second annual Bada Bada Bing Bang rally takes to the streets. Steve Livengood, president of the Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise and founder of the rally, says it is an opportunity for military vehicle owners to meet to share their interest and for the public to view the vehicles, visit with the owners, and take in military-related exhibits.
We get a bunch of military vehicles and equipment together, and we display them down at the American Legion Memorial Building, the former armory.
And the event is going on today at the American Legion Memorial Building. And Livengood says 25 military trucks and other vehicles will be on display. One of the trucks is so big, he says, it won't fit in the parking lot and will have to be placed across the street. Among the vehicles is a Harley-Davidson motorcycle that's over 70 years old.
Well, 1945 WLA, if you're into the military nomenclature. We've got a couple of half tracks. That's kind of the big truck that's got tracks on the back and tires on the front. We have a tracked reconnaissance vehicle. We have lots of Jeeps, big cargo trucks. We've got new stuff. We've got old stuff. Lots of things.
Unlike a typical car show where you can look but not touch, most of the military vehicles owners won't mind if you touch their machines, and they're more than happy to answer your questions about their pride and joy machines.
Yes, generally you can touch them. You can climb in them. You can get on them. You can swing the machine gun, whatever it is you want to do. It's always best to ask, but generally you'll find out no problem doing that. They don't really mind because they're...
Livengood is well known for his own vast collection of military equipment and memorabilia, but this year he's adding something new to the event, 1944 to 45 military heating and cooking stoves.
I'll have some cook stoves on there too. It's pretty much gasoline-powered things that make heat, whether you're trying to stay warm or whether you're trying to cook. And there'll be a display of that. I guarantee you there'll be a whole bunch of stuff there you haven't seen too.
Activities for rally participants are scheduled to take place from 9 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. That includes a cruise through parts of Atlantic from 3:30 to 4:15. Spectators are invited to view the vehicles and other equipment and or collections from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. A noon meal will be available for you to purchase, and there will be a vendor of military surplus, such as clothing, equipment, and other items available on the grounds. A free tour of the American Legion Memorial Building is available. It includes a military museum and library. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. James Snyder, age 70 of Adair, died on May 7th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for James Snyder will be held today at the Adair Casey High School at 10 a.m. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. Marjorie Mignon Linen, age 92 of Omaha, died Tuesday at the Montclair Nursing and Rehab Center. Massive Christian burial for Marjorie Mignon Linen will be held today at 10 a.m. at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Holly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Barbara Joanne Hughes, age 85, of Lewis, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A gathering of family and friends for Barbara Joanne Hughes will be held today at 12 p.m. at her home at 206 Court Street in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Donald L. Hilliard, age 90, of Cumberland, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Donald Hilliard will be held today at 2 p.m. in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Maynard Jensen, age 88, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Maynard Jensen will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Elkhorn. OD Funeral Home in Elkhorn has the arrangements. Robert Bob O'Neill, age 91, of Avoca, died Tuesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Bob O'Neill will be held on Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Leona May Ferry Erb, age 95, of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Leona Erb will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Lenore LaFoy, age 85, of Audubon, died on May 20th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Lenore LaFoy will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Raymond Becker, age 91, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Raymond Becker will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Shirley C. Rush, age 68, of Tabor, died Thursday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Shirley Rush will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Chapel in Atlantic. Jack Kenyon, age 95, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Jack Kenyon will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Dolores E. Kirk, age 84, of Griswold, died Tuesday. No services or visitation will be held for Dolores Kirk. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family with arrangements. Harold E. Hankey, a longtime Atlantic resident and retired jewelry store owner, died Sunday at the Eisenhower Medical Center in Rancho Mirage, California. A memorial service for Harold E. Hankey will be held at a future date. That's a look at the latest in news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.